60 seconds away from your shock collar question of the day. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning. But before we get to that, we have a geek alert. Because in the news today, astronomers have detected 13 high-speed bursts of radio waves coming from deep in space.
Cool.
Wow.
Yep, it's very interesting. Because one burst seems to be repeating and coming from the same place. Scientists can't pinpoint the exact location in space that it's coming from, but they say the radio waves are coming from a region of space that's around 1.5 billion light years away. So it's pretty close.
Oh, yeah. Oh. It sounds like a weekend trip to me, you know.
So, of course, everybody's thinking the aliens are making their first contact.
Yay! Really?
Now, wait, now's when they want us?
Yeah.
I mean, I think they should take a look at the state of the world and be like, ugh. That's a fixer-upper.
Maybe that's why. They're like, we know how we can fix this.
Yeah.
The question is, though, what should we say back to the aliens? You know?
Help?
Maybe.
Dad, SOS?
I mean, they're probably listening right now.
Right now?
To us.
Oh, you think so?
You think
the aliens are number one listeners? They got long commutes, though, on that 1.5 million, million mile.
Maybe they want to hear us say, you're the first boy I ever kissed, Jake. What? And I want you to be the last.
What?
That's from the movie Sweet Home Alabama. I figure aliens would like that movie.
Oh, okay.
Or maybe we can welcome them to an all-probe buffet.
All-probe?
Oh, you can probe.
They're like, other civilizations didn't like this. Why are these people so into
we're
it?
We're down. All you can probe buffet or... Yeah. Maybe just send them some junk pics. That's really the human way is just to send a junk pic right away. So
instead of like a peace symbol or anything, it's
sex with the aliens.
As soon as they hit us up, we're like, oh, all right, we know what you want. Text in at 78592. What should we send the aliens?
Whoa.
All right, in the meantime, let's get into the shot caller question of the day. Young Jeffrey has come in studio with a hat full of names. We'll draw a name out of the hat to see who will put on the shock collar today. They're asked a trivia question. If they get it right, they don't get shocked. Jeff does because he asked a terrible question. If they get it wrong, they get shocked to the song that you want us to sing. So text in at 78592. What song do you want to hear from the person who gets shocked today? Jose has drawn a name out of the hat because he had the shock collar last. And who'd you get?
I got Brooke.
Brooke. All right. Brooke's grabbing the shock collar while she puts that on. Jeff, please read Brooke the shock collar question of the day.
Indiana Jones is one of the most classic and successful movie franchises of all time, grossing almost $1 billion across four films. And of course, in every installment, the lead role of Indiana Jones has been played by Harrison Ford. But did you know, when Raiders of the Lost Ark came out in the 80s, George Lucas wanted a different actor for that part.
What?
Unfortunately, he wasn't available because he was too busy filming something else, so he had to turn it down. But who was the A-list celebrity that George Lucas originally wanted to play Indiana Jones?
Wow.
Okay. Late 80s. Adventure star.
Early 80s.
Early 80s. Wow. Dang. Okay. Because my first thought was Tom Hanks, but I don't... Maybe he wasn't around back then. And then Tom Cruise... He was doing Top Gun and stuff around that similar time, right?
That's true. That could be a good one. A good option.
And then maybe it was, I mean, it's an A-list celebrity. But Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, he was big in the 80s.
Was it the 80s that he RoboCop and all that stuff?
Yeah, 80s, 90s.
It'd be kind of cool if Indiana Jones had an accent. I mean, it would, right?
It would be.
It would work for him.
Like a Johnny Depp type accent or like a foreign accent?
Like Arnold Schwarzenegger, I was just talking about.
Oh. I'm not listening to you this morning. It's your guys' turn.
Wow. What about Steve Guttenberg? He was big in the 80s.
Who's Steve Guttenberg?
The Police Academy dude.
Oh, I think that wouldn't qualify as A-list celebrity.
He was probably A-list back then for like a couple years.
Hey, we're talking Police Academy. What about the sound effects guy?
Oh,
now that would
Michael
be...
Winslow. That would be good. He wouldn't even need actual whips. He would just...
Okay, you guys. I was thinking Tom Cruise, or it'd be someone like totally ridiculous that would play him, like Steve Martin. Who is a big actor in the early 80s.
Read the question one more time.
Comedies.
In every Indiana Jones movie, the lead role of Indiana has been played by Harrison Ford. But did you know George Lucas originally wanted a different actor for the part, but the person he wanted wasn't available because he was too busy filming something else? Who was the A-list celebrity George Lucas originally wanted for Indiana Jones?
I can't stop thinking about Arnold now. It's like, we got to get to the treasure. Right. She's such a different movie. We're like Nicolas Cage. No, Nicolas Cage wasn't too big until the 90s, right?
I think I'm going to go Tom Cruise.
Good answer.
Since 1981, the role of Indiana Jones has always been played by Harrison Ford, but originally, George Lucas wanted a different actor for the part. It was first offered to another hunky A-lister that all of the ladies loved.
No.
But unfortunately, he was too busy filming his hit TV show, Magnum P.I., so he turned it down, talking about Tom Selleck.
Tom Selleck would have... He would have made a great Indy, I think.
Just the smoothest Indiana Jones.
Yeah, that mustache.
That would have changed his career.
Yeah, it really would have. Instead, he went on to do like Mr. Baseball and Quigley Goes Down Under. Yeah.
He has horrible... He can't read a script very well, I don't think.
I just saw him on Friends again recently. I was like, I forgot this guy this year.
All right, you got it wrong. Somebody want to hear Jackie Chan, the, what is it, Post Malone, Tiesto, or whatever it is.
Oh,
song.
Yeah.
So you can sing that before you get shocked whenever you're ready.
I don't remember how this goes. She said she too young, don't want no man. So she gonna call her friend. Now that's the plan. I just ordered sushi from Japan. No, your chick wanna kick it, Jackie Chan.
It really sounds like... That's really what it sounds like.
It's really not a very good song if you break it down.
Alexa, play Movin' 92.5. Okay.